Do you sometimes feel that Catholics and Christians get hung up in minutiae? That we have become the modern-day Pharisees that Jesus admonished in Matthew 23? Hi, this is Tony Agnese. Often we're so busy being better than others that we miss the bigger picture. We tend to major in minor subjects. It seems like righteousness has become a competition. These rulebook Christians are quick to point out the smallest detail of why we're doing something wrong and not following the rules. They've got a Bible verse or a reference from the catechism to prove their point. They pay so much attention to these small details that they miss what we are called as Christians to do. They are perfectionists, pointing out the world's every imperfection. If the scribes and Pharisees questioned Jesus about healing people on the Sabbath or talking to the woman at the well and healing a woman who dared to touch his robe, then is it any wonder that some Christians are accused of being narrow-minded, hypocritical, and judgmental? No one is safe from their criticism, including Pope Francis. They criticized the Pope when he washed the feet of women, children, and non-Christians, and even prisoners on Good Friday, where the rules specifically state that it should be 12 men. They question his thinking when he says, "Who am I to judge?" when asked about homosexuality, as if he doesn't understand the Bible. They bash the Pope's encyclical Laudate Si, pointing out that it's all right to disagree because it's just his opinion and that he isn't speaking on faith and morals. And that's the Pope. They've got a finger pointed at everyone. If we're to save our church from the decline we've experienced in recent history, we need to quit counting out the smallest seeds and to start look at the things that matter most, the weightier things, as pointed out in Matthew's gospel. "One filled with joy preaches without preaching," says Mother Teresa. We need the world to see the joy in our lives that comes from a deep relationship with Jesus, a joy that comes from humility, forgiveness, and gratitude. Don't get me wrong, these well-meaning Catholics aren't saying anything that's wrong, just as the Pharisees weren't wrong. They were concerned that a gnat would enter their body, so they strained everything they drank. But while they were obsessed with these lesser things, they missed the opportunity to deal with those things that enter the soul, the weightier things of the law, like justice, mercy, and faithfulness. This is what Jesus is asking us to do. Number one, promote justice. We need to defend the weak among us, the children, unborn widows, and the poor. We need to stand up for unemployed, the homeless, the sick, and the mentally or physically challenged. Number two, show mercy. In this year of mercy, we need to feel the pain and suffering of others. Then we need to put that compassion to work. We can do that in many ways, from volunteering at a food bank or visiting those in a hospital, jail, or prison, or praying for God to help them in their need. And third, we need to turn our faith into faithfulness. Faith is something we have, and faithfulness is putting that faith into action. Let's stop swallowing camels and counting seeds and start focusing on the weightier things. Let people see the joy we have in our service to others, our sense of justice, mercy, and faithfulness. And then they will know we are Christians by our love. This is Tony Agnese.